Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Very quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. But let's start with 1 Corinthians 1, starting from verse 18. Okay. From verse 18. He said, for the preaching, please give me King James. Thank you. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, please turn to your neighbor and say, only fools preach. So if you want to marry somebody who is coordinated, calculated, altogether prim and proper, don't marry a preacher. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews it became a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto us who are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. For God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty. Hallelujah. And base things of this world, which are the things and things which are despised, had God chosen. Yea, things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, let him that glorieth, glory in the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. There is an anointing to this scripture. Sometimes, should I just bring it up myself? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded their minds, the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. Who? You see the word who? Lest the light of the glorious gospel, and the next thing was, a person was introduced. Who is the image of God, shall shine on them. And verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. I title this message, Defeating the God of this World. Hallelujah. So, of course, without any fasting and praying, you already know I can't finish the message. So, but it's an entire, it's loaded. It's loaded. Okay? Now, please pick your paper and your Bibles and let's write. So, even if I don't achieve anything, you write. Hallelujah. He said, if these things are hidden, they are hidden to them that are lost. right? Where was that? 1 Corinthians, the former 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. Please go back there. He said, if these things are hid, they are hid from them that are lost. What are these things that he's talking about? He's talking about the revelation of Christ. He said, for the preaching of the cross is unto us, unto them that perish, foolishness. Foolishness. The revelation of God is hid. And when we talk about revelation, I'm talking about what? I'm talking about, number one, the unveiling of Christ. The unveiling of Christ. That is there. Then it's now being unpacked for you. Number two, we are talking about the image of God. It is not because God is hid that we cannot see. It is not because God is hidden that we cannot see him. Because the scripture tells us, I think it's in the scripture we read, like 2 Corinthians 4:4. Is it 2:4? 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. He said, in whom, give me verse 3. But if our gospel is hidden, what is our gospel? We preach Christ and him crucified. If we attempted to present the gospel to people, and we find that in the 21st century, people were not able to receive it. Instead, what many did was that they made adjustments. We made adjustments to the faith. So there were areas in our walk with God where we allowed God to be God. And then there were certain areas we brought in technological and rational thinking as adjustment. So he's saying if this gospel is hidden such that people cannot receive it and people cannot embrace it, he said it is only hidden to them who are lost. That means if you look inside the scriptures and you find that that thing doesn't make sense to you, you need to check. You may be on lost street or lost avenue. It is not because God hid it that we cannot understand it. It is because the God of this world has blinded the minds of those marked for destruction. Verse 4. Now, can you look at this scripture? When God brings revelation to you, where does God speak into? He speaks into your spirit, right? God reveals. He reveals everything in your spirit. You see, there are levels in your makeup, spiritual, emotional, physical, that many of the times the devil cannot really stop a revelation when it comes to you. You see? So you are praying and then God puts some things in your heart, some impressions. Oh, I want you to buy a nursing, go for nursing and buy the form, apply. No, go to nursing school. So the Lord said that to you. You got that out of the realms of prayer. But has God ever said anything to you? And then between that day and the next day, he started feeling like a strange thought. Who knows what I'm saying? It's my mind. You see, if revelation is hid, it is not because God hid himself or he didn't speak. Many times we didn't know where the thing got hijacked from. That's what I want to show you this morning. He said, it is in whom the God of this world has blinded what? What did he blind? Did he blind their spirit? What did he blind? What did he cast a shadow over? The devil can't stop revelation from coming. But he will wait for you because he knows that many of us are not consistent with revelation. The sweetest part of revelation for us is when we say, oh, God spoke to me. You see, but any revelation that doesn't require steps, that doesn't demand steps from you, is an irresponsible revelation. It's not from God. He says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them, which believe not. That means that the moment God speaks to me, the first thing God expects is the response of faith. I want to show you how to escape that hijack. Every time God speaks, the first thing that he expects from us is the what? The response of faith. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how this thing will be, but God has spoken. I believe it. I receive it. Then I rearrange my house to suit the prophecy. Come on now. Because every time God speaks initially, it's just that thing. It's between you and God. For you shall conceive and bear a child, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall deliver people from their sins. But they didn't tell her that after that pregnancy, she will be sent away from the ushering team. You know, she was one of the cleaners in church. She always came early. That's why they associated her with the temple. She's always around. She leaves the house, comes to sit in church. She just likes spending time in God's friends, you know. Usher, she cleans, does everything. People just come and sit down. So the angel also didn't meet her when she was sleeping. He met her on assignment. You see, but after that strange and powerful revelation, what did she say? Be it unto me according to your word. The response of faith is not just a heart thing. You must vocalize it. I'm telling you where the hijack comes in. Because when the devil also wants to cast a shadow and a blanket over the word of the Lord, it will bring words. It will speak into your mind. It will bring some of these rational thoughts. Like, you can't expand in 2021. The economic outlook is not good enough. You still have to follow a particular process. You need to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody. So by the time it starts showing you the reality in your business, the reality in your industry, the reality in your office, then you now say, eh? Then you look at it. Now, because you are seeing something else, you are no more responding in faith like, I know God said it and that settles it. You are now thinking, hey, what should I do? The moment you move to rational mode, faith is taken out of the way. Then it begins to cast a shadow over your mind. He said, whom the God of this world... Excuse me, this book was written to Christians. This book of Corinthians. First written to Christians. It's just like saying in the book of Revelation, if I stand at the door and knock, and you're using it to preach salvation, it's first of all for Christians. Jesus is the one outside, and you pushed him out. It's not, before you preached it to anybody, that scripture is first for every believer. He said, whom the God of this... word had blinded the mind. That means if I continue in faith, Satan loses the capacity to cast a shadow over my prophecy. The moment I become excessively rational, the essence of my mind is to align and process the word, not to judge it. Where your rational thinking comes is, okay, this thing that God has said to me now, I'm going to release 7 books this year. What do I need to do? Simple. Not to say, hey, how shall these things be? You are wasting time. This is how you did last year. This is how you did last year. You see, the scripture says in Habakkuk chapter 2, it says, write the vision. Make it what? Plain. In other words, I don't know if it has happened to you. God speaks to you, and then as you try to document it, the words are coming. Who has experienced what I'm saying? More words are coming. It's becoming clearer. But initially, you just came out of that experience with like an overview of what you felt God was saying. Then as you started, let me document. Then you start remembering other things in that revelation or something like what that was significant. But you didn't note it initially. So that means that documenting is a response of faith. Not documenting. It's giving the devil room to cast a blanket, a shadow over the word of the Lord. A shadow there, and you see the Bible said to him, there's no shadow of turning. There's no shadow of turning. When he speaks, it's light. There's no shadow. You will not see anything that is unambiguous, that is ambiguous, that is not clear. The reason why we receive words and then we wonder what sayest thou, what meaneth this, is because after he spoke, sir, we didn't sit back with him to explain himself. So God spoke to you, you knew you received the word, but you didn't stay long enough. You jumped out and started telling everybody who, like you, in the last 1 year have not been making any quality decisions. Your mind is extremely powerful. It casts a shadow over them that do not believe. The year 2021 is for goers, it's for doers. It's not for people with stacks and stacks of prophecies. You are almost 40. Accumulating prophecy. I listened to Benny, he was talking to his brother, and you know that Benny show on TBN, and he was saying to his brother, he said, how do you know you are called to the ministry? He said, the guy said, well, apart from, you know, the prophetic words that came, he said, I just know in my spirit. There's a witness in my spirit that I am called. You see, the prophecy must create a witness. It must bring a witness, because when you go through the storms of life, you may not be hearing, Andele mokuriyane makasaina ladom mosifaine lakora. For I am the Lord, I changed not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. You may not hear that one, but you can walk away with your witness. In spite of the shaking, your witness engraved into your soul. You see, what happened is that many of us received, and I don't know, maybe I'll just round up this. If we have time, we'll continue second service, or I preach another thing second service, you know. But you really need this, so you need to hear what I'm saying. Go download the message, not for my voice, but for you. Not for my voice. I don't even like my voice. I don't like my voice. Every time I listen to my message, I'm seeing mistakes. You can't even finish a statement. You quote a scripture, then read it. What's wrong with you? You just quoted it. You didn't even go back. The next time I remembered was after the service, that you quoted a scripture and you didn't read it. So I'm not a fan of myself, so it doesn't matter. But still listen to the message. I'm telling you where the hijack is coming from. The devil cast a blindfold over the minds of people, and then they now begin to wonder, okay, I thought God said to me. And the mistake people now make, they now try to put the blame on God. Pastor, I have been receiving prophetic words for the last 7 years. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening because nothing is happening inside of you. The same way God spoke to her is the same way God spoke to you, but she took a step of faith. The moment you take a step of faith about that thing God said, you will not feel any giz-giz. There will be nothing moving you except that you are doing something because you heard something in your spirit. Even in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21. Go to 1 Corinthians 1:21. Such a wonderful thing as the revelation of Christ. He said, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But you see, even these people were hijacked. That means something that is even as powerful as the gospel of salvation to bring men to Christ can be hijacked. Come on now. I mean, Jesus, our Lord Jesus died for this. Our Lord Jesus went all the way for it. And Satan allowed them to hear the gospel. Then he came into their mind and said, are you telling me that after killing someone, you just confess and that's all? Irony. Lie. You go to jail. Go and report yourself. You know this is your white resort. It's not your own. How many of you are like me? Me, I wrote my own exam. I don't know about you. There are some of us. Not only was our exam written for us, we ended up writing for other people. You have 10 results with 10 different names. It's amazing. It's amazing. 10 results. Because you wrote for Agnes, you wrote for Nkem, you wrote for this thing, and but it was Agnes' name that was on the result too. But you are the one. You are the masquerade. You are the person behind the masquerade that was making the masquerade to cry in the marketplace. And Agnes took him out and said, yeah, daddy, I passed too. I asked Cissé once. Amen. Cissé. And then she pockets her hand. She said, my daughter, I'm so proud of you. Satan laughed. Even God laughed. Orijo. See, listen to me. The devil now comes to you and says, do you know this is your result? For you to prove you are born again, you need to go and report yourself in WAEC office and tell them that you cheated in your exam. And here you are, you're already doing your master's or PhD, or you're even working in Shell. You say you need to do restitution. My brother, do you see, the problem is not the restitution. The problem is that you are about to do something in order to earn your rights to be forgiven. And the scriptures makes no provision for that. It is a work of grace. Hallelujah. I didn't say don't. I mean, just make sure you tell your wife before you return your certificate. Because once you finish, I send you to another church. I can't shout. So what am I saying to you? Even something as powerful as divine revelation of the gospel can be hijacked simply by allowing Satan to talk to your mind. And you know this is the way it happened last year. It just started when you are watching one film and then your mind just... You see, those moments of quietness and calmness when your mind is calm is when Satan always comes to talk to Eve. He just comes. Wonderful. This place is very neat. But come on, this one, why is nobody blocking out of this? You know, you people just read the story like that. You don't understand that they were actually having a conversation. See, this one is very ripe. Let's throw stone and see. He say, no, no, no. They say we should not touch it. What? This one that is looking so fresh. Now do his hand like this. You see, it's usually in those moments when your mind is calm. I just need to rest for a few minutes. I just need to turn off my phone. So Satan knows that now that your phone is off, we can have a meeting. Because pastor cannot call you. There are people, when I call, I just say, Uncle Tio, how are you? Can I, you know, there are people, when I call, the first thing I ask is, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? If you lie, where are you? What does God expect us to do with our mind? I just want to skip this and we'll come back here. We'll come back. There's a lot of stuff here. I'm going to take 1 Corinthians 2 and I'll start reading verse by verse and I'll be explaining. But please, I hope you are getting something. What does God expect me to do with my mind? Acts 17:11. Acts 17:11, quickly. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether these things we are. So the first thing God expects us to do with our mind is to receive his word with the readiness of mind. You see, the reason why your mind is very available and accessible to Satan is because it's not active. It's not actively involved in the move, in the plan of God for your life. You just hear God's word in your spirit and you speak in tongues. But your mind has five faculties. It has something that is called your soul has something that is called the mind. That mind is a processing faculty. What's the strongest computer in the world? What kind is it? Octa-core or something? But I mean, just imagine the. For general, octa-core. There's something like octa-core. I just picked it out of my spirit. I really didn't know. I just said it. But are you sure I'm right? Couple are watching. I really don't know. I just picked it out of my spirit. Octa-core. You know, so you see, I'm a prophet. If you don't believe my prophecy, it's your problem. Even if I'm not an apostle to you, I'm an apostle to Uncle Tio. Hallelujah. He said that they were more noble in that word. They received the word with what? So in 2021, you will not receive the word of God. This analytical mind, like, okay, it's not using its tenses well. This past participle, this. You see, that's why you are where you are. We are not trading grammar. You see, that's why I see that most of our fathers who are heavily anointed, they don't speak English. They are in the mountains, in your village. When you come to my place where I come from, in Ondo State, you hear. I don't want to mess up this recording. But even the way they pray, they don't pray. You know, you are very psychedelic. You are very prim and proper. Everything you read was to take you away from God. But when you see this, our fathers, even the songs they sing, you hear things like, this early morning song. If you don't understand Yoruba, just look, Google it up or something. Google.com.yoruba. Olorun aye raye oba to po nipa ti agbara te ye mimo. That's holy. They don't, when they pray for me, they don't do long talk. They just bite to sile koribe Christi Jesu oluwa ami malo. Why Jerry to buy the. They just tell you, come and give your testimony. So they are not expecting the problem to be there after that prayer. But you see, there's a readiness of mind that you bring to the things of God. There's a readiness of mind. When you study the word, you are studying like it's the first time, like, I want to receive. This is my daily bread. This is my day. You are not looking for revelation to preach. So I'm going to be preaching in Ontario. Is it February? February? Need to start preparing. You will preach in Ontario, but they will only hear you. They won't hear God. Feed your spirit. Readiness of mind. You see, if you leave your mind idle, that's when Satan will be bringing things to swerve you off the path of faith. Quickly. Let me just take 5 more minutes. Please, 5 more minutes. Number two. Acts 20:19. What should I do with my mind? The first thing is what? To receive the word with readiness of mind. Acts 20:19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptation will befell me by the lying weight of the Jews. The second thing there is he expects us to serve him with our mind. In all humility. You see, your mind has the capacity for pride. Some of you have not achieved. That's why I don't know. Your mind has capacity for pride. You don't know. When your money comes, I'm not talking about Naira. When an average inflow per week or every 2 weeks is in USD, then you can decide to start questioning your pastor's message. There's one brother there. When he was suffering, the pastor was always praying for him. He shouted, amen, 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 amen. Now he's flying the world. So he now saw that pastor in the plane. Now say, are you still in social choice? I said, no, I left. You know, sometimes, you know, it's good for a leadership to be very matured. See, you know, I tried to help them. The pastor said, and I saw a man that will go there in a very short time. See, please, can I change my seat? Can't stay with this one. For he infects me. He said, is it not that pastor that was praying for you when things were? He said, yes. He said, but you know, things have changed. And things have changed. Something changed with you. Something's wrong with your head. Yes. Doctors solve medical problems. Teachers answer the question of knowledge. Pastors solve spiritual problems. Our job has nothing to do with vocabulary. Says the leadership pastor. If Elisha thought of that, he wouldn't stay with Elijah. And keep allowing people to swerve you. God put your double anointing with Elijah. You are saying, I don't know, it's very temperamental. You know, where I was coming from, when we were in Ontario, you know, the pastors there, you know, they respect everybody, you know, there's mutual respect. 2021. Serving with humility of mind. That means God expects that not only will you be in church serving, God expects that not only will you be around winning souls, God expects that even when it has to do with how your mind responds to the things you do for him, it must be like, I am privileged to serve you. Number three, I have eight, so let me just stop here. I think I enjoyed this message. And it's very sweet. Very, you see, I promise people a very sweet message. Romans 7:25. Let me stop here, I beg. I have eight of them. Should I continue or should I preach on that in second service? People want to finish me. Romans 7:25. I thank God through Jesus Christ. So then with my mind, with the mind, I myself serve what? The law of God. But with the flesh. You see, he created a demarcation, a separation between how his flesh responds and how his mind. So he says that if I do not choose to use my mind deliberately to serve the law of God, so if there's anything that I have heard in my spirit and I receive it in my spirit, then I must tell my mind, follow suit. If you expect, the mind is under your control, not the Holy Spirit. That's why he said in Romans chapter 12, he says what? Renew your mind. Nobody will do it for you. You are the one that will choose to bring your mind under the influence of the word of God. He said, with my mind, I serve the law of God. What does it mean to serve the law of God? It means when I know where God is standing on a matter, I stand there. I take myself there. If you say, it's not compulsory to tithe, no problem. But Jesus, our Lord Jesus, was after the order of Melchizedek. The first thing Melchizedek took, you know, to say something is an order. That means a type of priests. We are of the order of the Jedi order. Jedi, the last Jedi. We are. Give me something spiritual. Whatever. To say something is an order, that means people within, even in the Catholic, there are different types of priests. You know, different types of priests. My Catholic friend was giving me that list. You have the Diocesan priest. Go ahead. There are some that marry. it's okay, let's leave that one. So they are not here. What other one do we have? The Order of St. Paul. And there are slight variations in how they do their things. So he said Jesus was after the order of Melchizedek. The first thing Melchizedek took from Abraham was tithe. That means in that priesthood, tithing is recognized. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. He said you should have not neglected to give your tithe while endeavoring to fulfill the other laws. So if you say you want to serve the law of God, what you are saying is that in 2021, it is not because I want it. It is not because I feel it. But because that order commands it, I align. Say with my mind, because sometimes you will know the will of God and your mind will say no. It will revolt. Then you now say, hey, arrange. With my mind. So number three is that we serve the law of God with our mind. These are things you can do with your mind. Finally, let me just stop here. 2 Corinthians 7:7. Let me stop here. Please forgive me. Maybe I continue second service. 7:7. 2 Corinthians 7:7. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind towards me. That's speaking about Paul. So that I rejoice the more. What can you do with your mind? Fervency of mind towards your spiritual leaders. Paul said he rejoiced. When he, you know, there are certain things you cannot really pay a pastor for. There are people that prodigal sons. There are prodigal sons who have special fathers. They celebrate them, even though those fathers don't know them. They celebrate them on Facebook, Twitter, on their birthdays. They talk about them. Then when they have difficult cases, they call their pastor. You know difficult cases? Huh? Like the lady who called me and said, Pastor, my friend is here, she's dying. I said, put the phone by her ear. And she got up. You see, but where she went to, she went there without informing me. She now got there and called me and said, Pastor, I just want to tell you that I'm in so-so place. I said, fine, have a nice day. But when there was trouble, I didn't pick. She called like 6 times. Then I decided to pick. Say, Pastor, pray. Pastor, pray. We thank God. God heard you. Because they'll say, we called Pastor. He didn't pick. That's why she died. I don't even know the girl from Jack. But we thank God the girl. Because when I was praying for her, I was saying, I could hear her heart like she was about to give up. And I wanted to pray. God said, no, rebuke the devil. I said, be silent, O mountains. Pastor, she's stable now. Bye-bye, I'm going to sleep. Prodigal daughter. There are certain things you can't give to your pastors. But sometimes when they see the way you celebrate them in their weakness, that's what Paul was talking about here. He said, I rejoice the more. When I heard the way you people were talking about me, the fervency of mind. Some of the people you people run after and celebrate, they can't stand you for 1 minute. They won't stand you. There are 5 ministry gifts. The only one God gave congregation was pastor. Have you not thought about it? That even the prophet must have a church. Even the apostle must have a pastor. You didn't think about it. Who told you that's the smallest office? See, this smallest. Let them cut this one. You will know that your hand is not balanced. These are the things I do. Not because the pastor did anything for you. I'm teaching you how to survive 2021. This is how grace, the grace of a man, can come upon you. Fervency of mind. The way you receive him. In your mind, he may not even know. The way you receive him. He said with fervency. He said, when I heard, when I saw the way you received me, he said, I rejoice. That means my labor is not in vain. There are people that only celebrate you and use your picture after you've made it. Those ones don't really interest me. The one that I love my humanity and my divinity. Yeah. Those ones. The ones I can scream at and they still love me. Yeah. People don't know that I scream. Let's pray. 2021, this place is going to be a boot camp for training soldiers. So, if you love me, you register in this military school. We are going to raise people that God can use. We are going to raise people that are useful for you. Not God will be saying, Benga, you are pastoring people. I can't even use any one of them. They are just there, filling stadium. God forbid bad thing. Rise to your feet.